Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. MJ Thompson joins us on the line with the Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. Good morning, MJ.
Good morning.
MJ, we've got a busy time for the Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. Very big event coming up this Saturday that everyone can help out with.
Yes, it's it is a big event, and it's the annual Thames River cleanup. And it's, you know, Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee has been organizing this for a long time. And we've got a lot of support in the community. So it's coming up on Saturday, April 20th, and it's from 10 to 12. And, you know, take 20 minutes, take a half an hour. Bring, you know, take your family. So there are four organized locations. The Waldy Drain, which is behind the House of Blessing on Erie. The Roadhouse Drain, which is between Shoppers Drug Mart and Giant Tiger out on Huron. And Cooper Standard Plant 2, which is the one on Duro. And then TJ Dolan, well, I would be surprised if people didn't know where that was. and it's the John Street entrance. So there will be representatives from Civic Beautification at each of the sites. The great thing is this is a real community event. So Civic Beautification, there'll be... Our group is, we do the Waldy Drain with the staff at the House of Blessing. And then the Roadhouse Drain is, you'll be joining ISIN employees. They actually organize their employees to volunteer to go and do that area. The employees from Cooper Standard Plant 2 and Unifor 4451, they work behind the Cooper Standard Plant. And then at TJ Dolan, it's the FIO employees that... that are going to be supporting the work that gets done there. So there's also, there's a registration form when you go to each of the sites, and you can fill it out, and there is a canoe that's going to be, a Nova Craft canoe that's going to be given away. So that's kind of exciting. There is a little bit of an incentive, but you need to take yourself. Make sure you're dressing for the weather. If it's a day like today, there's no rain, but it is very wet, so you want to make sure you're wearing some decent boots and proper footwear and work gloves. The garbage bags will be supplied. Snacks and beverages are your own responsibility. And, you know, we always recommend you take a camera, because take a picture of what you did, like when you started before, and then take a picture afterwards and... You know, secure your, post it online in our Facebook page.
Yeah.
This is important stuff, keeping our community clean.
And especially with Earth Day coming up, Earth Week celebrations. And this is the 25th Thames River cleanup. Is that right?
It is. And it's, you know, this little group of volunteers organizes it every year. I mean, we do lots of things in the community that people don't really hear about, but... The reality is it's about making our city and keeping it clean.
And it makes such a difference. And I'm so glad you'd mentioned, we thank all those area employees, those area plants and organizations for helping out. That makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. And the city of Stratford, obviously, they pitch in as well. I mean, they're always doing something wonderful. So, you know, and they don't always get the accolades that they deserve because it's a city.
Yep.
So very often they're getting slammed for other things, but this is definitely work that they do incredibly well. Just make sure it's about cleaning up. And if you can't make it to one of these organized cleanups, take a garbage bag out in your neighborhood and do a cleanup there. This is about beautifying our communities. And if you're in St. Mary's and you use the trails all the time, take a bag out. I live in St. Mary's, so I clean up cigarette butts along the path that I walk with my dogs all the time. I'm always picking up garbage in my neighborhood. So I think these are habits that we need to get into and think about it, not just for Earth Day, but definitely, you know, for the organized cleanup, and then do it all year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, congratulations to a Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee for spearheading this. Again, this is the 25th Thames River or Avon River cleanup that's happening for Saturday. It's 10 a.m. through till noon. And again, fill out a registration form and get a canoe. It's a chance to win a canoe. So how great is that?
Well, that's pretty great. And there's also an Earth Day street party on Saturday at Factory 163. So they're starting their event at 11:30 till 2. It's free. They're going to have food, music, and some eco fun. So it'll be a learning experience there. So You can do both events, take your kids out, everything's free.
And I still love the old tagline for the Thames River Cleanup, let's make our city whistle clean. I love that.
Absolutely. That is the goal here, where we really just want to beautify our communities.
You bet. We'll share the details on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. And of course, you can check out details on their Facebook page, Stratford Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. 25th Thames River Cleanup for Stratford is set to go this Saturday. Just take 20 minutes of your time and help out and make this a great community event. MJ Thompson, thanks so much for this, MJ, and have a great day Saturday.
Yeah. Yes. Have a great day yourself.